This is why we are back, everybody, and I am not being an absolute idiot to start this show because we have got a lot of news to get through today. And obviously, I can't do this on my own, so I'm with the man who's drinking his beer, the amazing Simon. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right, but you could do this on your own. It might be a bit boring, but you could do this on your own if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think it'd be fantastic on my own. Dare I say epic? And yep, I'm Phil. I'm here. Yeah. And if you last listened to the map one, I was a bit OTT, I think, so I'm going to be a little bit calmer today because we've got to get into this news.
Right.
And what news is it, Simon? What has happened?
We've got the Halloween Horror Nights 32 reveal. Everything. The whole lot. The whole shebang. Whole dog's bollocks. Everything. It's all been released. We've got all 10 houses, all 5 scare zones, the one show, a new event sort of for this year, and that's it. We're just going to tell you all about it.
But if we go any further, I don't think there is one show. I think they're holding a couple of little things back. Very small.
Well, maybe, but like I said, up to now, it still just states the show, and that's it. It doesn't say anything else. So what's official is what we're going to announce.
Well, the other answer is the shows might be the ones what are in scare zones this time. They might just be doing old school.
Yeah, we can get to that with our speculation. So, like we said, we've got all 10 houses. We're not going to go through the houses we've already done an episode for. Go back and listen to them. We've done The Last of Us and Stranger Things. That's it, really, because that's all we had.
Well, we had another one, but we didn't really know anything about it at the time.
Yeah, but like I say, we've got a lot to do. So before we start, as you're probably hearing, there is somebody missing. He's got family commitments, so he's not going to be here for this. So
it's also just school holidays in England, people. They've only just started, so.
So he has sent us his thoughts. So I just put it on screen shirt. So if we play this, it should give Joel's thoughts for you.
Hello, boys. Sorry I can't be with you tonight to record the pod, but spending the evening with the wife and the kids. So I would jump on and give you my thoughts on the lineup for Horror Nights this year. I am gutted that I'm not going.
Sorry, I'm just pausing that there because I have actually hadn't listened to this. So I don't know what he's going to say. It's all new to me as well.
I just wish this was announced earlier. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was sort of over it, really, thinking, oh, well, I'm not going. It is what it is. But now this lineup's been dropped. I'm so disappointed. Just wish this was all announced earlier. I really think they've dropped the ball this year with the announcements. I think they could have at least announced a few of these earlier.
You can hear it in his voice, the disappointment, can't you?
It is what it is. I won't be there, but I hope you have a great time, Phil. But my thoughts on the houses, I mean, what a lineup. The Last of Us, I mean, that is going to be amazing. Monsters, I mean, I know people complain about Monsters being back every year, but fuck those people. Monsters will be amazing. I mean, especially if they recreate the Paris catacombs. I mean, I don't know if either of you boys have seen videos of it on YouTube. The actual catacombs, they look terrifying. But I've got to say, I think the house that I would be hyped for the most if I was going would be The Darkest Deal. I don't know if you know the story that this is based on. It's an old blues singer, Robert Johnson, that supposedly made a deal with the devil, sold his soul at the crossroads, and then became the best blues musician ever. and died when he was 27. But I just know that the creative team will do such a good job with this. I'm a bit pissed off, to be honest. You can probably tell from my voice. Yeah, scare zones, not too sure, really. I mean, they all seem to be based on Oddfellow. Whether we will see some icons in the scare zones, i.e. Jack, we don't know. But, yeah, it is what it is, boys. Anyway, have a great show, lads, and I will speak to you soon.
Oh, there's your thoughts.
Right, let's get positive again, because, wow.
Yeah.
I want to cry.
Yeah, you can feel the anguish in his voice, can't you? So, I'll tell you what, just in case we do put this onto YouTube.
Oh, it is. I'm going to do it. It might take me a bit of time, but I will do it.
Yeah, well, I'll just share the website, what I'll be reading off. So, the 10 houses we have, as you can see, I can't see Phil, there he is. I like to see who I'm talking to, it's weird. We've done Stranger Things, go back and listen to that. The Last of Us, go back and listen to that one. The new one, that was, we're going to start positive, I'm going to start negative. The Exorcist Believer, right? Sorry, but I'll just read a bit of a blurb. Two missing girls have been found with no memory of what happened to them, but wherever they went, the ultimate evil will return with them. Enter the most terrifying scenes from the new Blumhouse film. You're not going to see much, because preview houses of films don't work. They can't give away anything for the film, because the film was not actually out until the 13th of October. Sorry, but this is a waste of time. There's going to be a lot of people out there who'll be probably hating me for that. But for me, if you're going to do The Exorcist, do something that people actually can relate to. If this film was out on the 13th of September, I'd understand. But 13th of October, you're literally three quarters of your event done, and no one's going to know what the hell this is all about. And you're not going to get any spoilers in it. So, what's your thoughts, Phil?
I think there'll be another trailer before it comes out, and what's ever in the first two trailers is what you're going to get in the house.
Yeah, but that's what they did with Crimson Peak, yeah. And you got nothing. There was nothing there, so
you can't. You definitely can't give the end away, can you?
So yeah, I hope it works, but I think this is another gamble when they did it with Crimson Peak and it just didn't work. But anyway, let's move on to a bit more positive. Positive for everyone. I'm dying inside at the moment. Chucky Ultimate Kill Count. This was announced at the end of last year's event that Chucky was returning, and it's supposed to be based on the series. Sounds like it's not from the series anymore, from what this blurb just says. So it says, Chucky the Serial Killer Doll is back from a new gore fest. He's hijacked his own haunted house with all kinds of bloody hijinks. You and your friends must try to survive this ultimate kill count. That doesn't sound like Chucky the series to me.
Surely, it doesn't, because it would bring up the kids in it. I think we're going to see parts of the series, people in it, and characters.
But it's Chucky. It's the Chucky, the new Chucky, in the promo picture. So it's the new Chucky. It's not the old Chucky. So I think they're just making their own little thing with it. I bet they thought the series was going to do better than it actually did.
Or maybe this is what they're doing to get you to enjoy this, and I hope it entices people over to go and watch the series. I just don't think it's on the right channel, personally. That's why. Sci-fi in America.
Yeah, well, it's not actually even out over in the UK, is it?
I think season one was. I don't know about season two. I think it's too long. I think it's one of them shows which should be 6 to 8 episodes long.
Yeah. Yeah, they dragged out a little bit. So, next house, another one that I'll be gutted for, because if you listen to the show before, you know I'm a massive Universal Monsters fan. Universal Monsters Unmasked. Form Universal Monsters One New Nightmare. Descend into the Paris catacombs where you and your squad, oh my god, they brought that word back again, will face a new horde of monsters, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the Phantom of the Opera, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and the Invisible Man. Four monsters for the price of one. Well, actually, five. Technically, it's five.
And we've got rid of what I call the big G's.
Yeah. The showcasing, I think this is a big showcase to show you what they can do creative-wise for Epic Universe.
I'm also hoping they're hinting towards bringing the Dark Universe back, restarting
Yeah,
it
well,
again.
That is kind of floating around again because obviously they tried it with the new Mummy film, but it just turned into a Tom Cruise film. Russell Crowe was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but we didn't see him as Mr. Hyde, did we?
We literally only got the Tom Cruise movie, unfortunately.
Yeah, but we saw was he Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde? We only ever saw that side of him, didn't we?
I can't
remember.
The film was so bad.
They were supposed to be building Dark Universe and it got destroyed by Tom Cruise. So I hate the little bastard. Don't sue me, please. I know he likes to sue people quite a lot and shout at people. So, well, actually, if Tom Cruise does listen to this, then give us a follow, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Tom Cruise, sue us. What the fuck's he going to get out of me? I'm a cleaner, for God's sake. See, I'll go and mop his mansion. I'm quite happy to be in there.
There you go. Anyway, thoughts on that? Yeah.
Brilliant. As Joe alluded to earlier, being in France as well, if it gets into catacombs underground in France, it'll have that creepy feel. I'm not going to lie, I don't kind of understand why the Invisible Man's in there for this one.
I think
you're
just trying to bring
to
all
three.
The monsters in.
Yeah, I think it's strong with them three, but yeah, it's going to be a strong ass. I do have a hype list, what I will say at the end if you want, and I'll tell people.
Well, there
is, put this.
The thing about it, there's only a few more monsters left. You've got Creature from the Black Lagoon that's not been featured. I think that's it. He might just get his house on his own next year. And then that's it before Epic opens. So this could be a wave.
This is why I think they put too many into this one. I think
but I don't
get
these
one out.
These might be able to work together because they're all theatrical people and characters where Creature from the Black Lagoon is more of a monster. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it works for yourself and other people who are going.
Going, Simon?
No.
I've not heard you say yet.
No. I'm just trying to be enthusiastic for the fans.
Positive.
Which, by the way, thank you very much to, was it Little Booze Groupie on Twitter for the same.
Saying how she loves our podcast, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Very much appreciated. Next house. Dr. Oddfellow's Twisted Origins. Your soul is a price he's willing to pay. You won't be able to resist. I'm starting already. You won't be able to resist going into Dr. Oddfellow's menacing menagerie. What? Menacing menagerie and twisted oddities. Right. Okay. But the price for you and your friends is steep. The cost of your souls and feel cost to your souls to feed is immortal power. I'm surprised Phil's on
the head off. That makes sense because Discover Universal have released a episode of the origin story, sort of not the origin story of just him, but it's going through what we will get to is all the scare zones and that. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, go and listen to Discover Universal. I don't want to go into myself. I want you to listen to this and why.
Yeah, well, this is it five parts that they've released as well?
Well, the Dr. Oddfellow's bits on its own. It's one episode on its own.
But the whole reveal's been done by them as well, even though they've never thought of doing a podcast till last year. But anyway. next. Now, these are all originals. I would just say with the Dr. Oddfellow one, these are all the original ones. So really, you're just taking off what you know of the subject matter if you're a Hello Universal fan. So, Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. No matter who you choose, you lose. Excuse me. Two warlocks of great power were turned into dragons after trying to take Merlin's spellbook. Now you and your friends are caught in this epic battle. You must choose a path and a victor. This is literally the Dueling Dragons cue.
But it just says, no matter what you choose, you lose. And then it says, path to the victor. What?
Yeah, you still lose.
There's no victor then?
Yeah, there is. The dragon. The dragon's the victor.
Merlin's a victor. It's going to be Merlin at the end. Watch, Merlin's going to be there, but, baby.
So expect a lot of noise, heat, cold.
This should be the one I reckon has the smell of rotten flesh as well.
Burning
flesh.
It might have the burnt flesh. I don't think about rotting flesh. It might have burnt flesh. The Rotting Flesh might be the next one. So the
I'm
next
actually
one,
so happy for this.
Yeah, the next one is Yeti Campground Kills. So Yeti, Yeti or not, I just read that. Oh my word.
Didn't you notice?
Oh, that's actually quite good. I like that one. You and your friends are about to venture into 1950s campground overrun by huge menacing Yetis who rip apart anyone who gets in their way. You must flee to the Ranger Tower to escape.
Ooh, so this sounds like a scare zone. That's in a different park.
But also,
last year.
It's to me, it's Friday the 13th with Yetis.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it's a camp zone. Go to Hallow Scream with Bigfoot. We never seen.
Yeah, but you couldn't see it. Yeah, it was very, very dark in that walkthrough as well.
Yeah, but yeah, if it's anywhere near as good as the last Yeti house, this is going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah.
Or so, Seamus would say banger after banger after banger.
Oh, he's not done that for a while, actually. Did he?
He did today. Yesterday on SmackDown.
Yeah, I know he did. I got to that bit. And then this is Joel's ultimate favourite, as he just obviously heard before. The Darkest Deal. Fame is fleeting. Fear is forever. Blues musician, Pineshaw Spruce, is it? Will have to face the music after meeting the Collector and trading his soul for musical glory. I've not read this before. You and your squad, oh my God, stop using that word, leave the terrible price of fame. The Collector. Right. I'm just wondering, I know they haven't said the body collectors, but could it have something to do with the Collector, as in like a demon thing? But we'll get in.
It could be, and it could, as I've alluded to, there's a lot going on with Dr. Oddfellow and immortality. Yeah. It could also be something to do with him.
Yeah, so we'll give our thoughts at the end anyway. A final house that we know of, unless they're going to spring another one on us out of nowhere. Blood Moon Dark Offerings. So Blood Moon Dark Offerings, in a colonial era village, moon worshippers witness a blood moon at their fall festival. They take it as a sign to hunt down any non-followers, including you and your Scream Squad. Why did you have to still use Scream Squad? Please stop it. Yeah, other than the Scream Squad bit, that sounds interesting.
Not really.
But
doesn't have me interested one little bit, the last one.
But from these houses and what has been previously released, I think they're going for a demon and monster event.
And I kind of think like it's like immortality, dreamscape sort of stuff, it seems to me. Because really none of the houses really fit together.
Yeah. So, if you're watching the screen, we are on to scare zones. So, we'll start with the obvious. Dr. Oddfellow's Collection of Horror. This is going to, I think, be in Hollywood. Minions Land now, isn't it? What they're calling it? Minion Alley?
I think it's just before it or just after it. It's not going to be in the Minions area. Because I think they've basically said, come on, we've just opened this. It's going to be kids.
So it's going to be opposite the Minion Cafe where usually everyone queues up for the houses.
I'm not sure if it's going to be right at the front of the park where the shop and that is.
I tell you what, if it's there, it's going to be an absolute nightmare to get through that.
It's a nightmare wherever it is in that first part. Yeah.
So anyway, Dr. Oddfellow will lure you into Halloween Horror Nights with a promise of immortality as he lifts the veil on the horrors to come. You'll soon realise you may not even survive the night. But they're saying it could be where Pumpkin Lord was.
Yeah, a bit there. I suppose that could be just before,
I don't think it's going to be as big as what people think, but I think you might have him trying to lure you in from there.
Well, tell you the truth, I know you've always said that bit where the Universal Shop is, it would be a bit of a pain there, but I've always thought that bit is just totally dead and empty.
Yeah, but if you put a scare zone there, that's the main choke point where two roads meet and you split either left or right to Halloween Horror Nights.
Look, only the OGs know to go right. The rest goes straight on.
Yeah, I know. But if you come to that and there's a scare zone in it, you've got nowhere else to go unless you know the route round the back of the photo booth. So don't pinch my route.
In it, bruv.
Phil knows where it is. But if you know, you know. That's how you
exactly,
avoid that.
I think there's a different, better route these days because everyone sort of knows them two routes.
Actually, do you not think that could actually work? That bit there, you know, you enter the entrance and you turn right were, well, guest services is there and that, isn't it? So they're not going to put it there. It's where the creature used to be, and then you could cut through towards the toilets to get into Hollywood. But anyway, moving on to the next zone, we've got Dark Zodiac. And I think this is what's been featured in all the videos that they've released. There's been little symbols flashing up.
Yeah, they released one last night as well. I'll tell you the truth, I just didn't care anymore.
Well, I watched it, and it's, like I said, it's got nothing to do with The Exorcist, except for the music right at the end for me, and a couple of flashes of some demons. But that is the way it's going to be. Anyway, Dr. Oddfellow has entered a dark dimension to harass, harness the power of the Zodiac and live forever. He twists aside, excuse me, into male violent, is it?
I can't read it, mate. It's not really coming up well on my screen.
Well, it begins with foretell your doom as has his stars rise, yours fall. It's just a dark Zodiac, so
you've got to see loads of evil Zodiacs, and the idea of the Zodiacs that gives him power in mortality, basically.
Yeah. So the next one, Jungle of Doom, Expedition Horror. In the 1920s, Dr. Oddfellow ventured deep into the darkest jungle, performing horrific experiments on nature. Now this monstrous creations are running amok and are coming after you. And a nice little touch from Sam at Expedition Theme Park, where he took his Expedition Theme Park hat and took a picture of it. It's the same writing as his Expedition. It's quite funny. Took a picture of it and scores on today. Oh, shit. Knocking everything everywhere. Anyway.
She's usually me. Scare zone.
Anyway, that jungle is going to be in Central Park, I think. Dark Zodiac.
I suppose it's the place with most jungly like trees, isn't it? It makes sense.
Yeah, and Dark Zodiac's supposed to be in Hollywood, I think.
Hollywood.
Yeah, and then
that's actually a good place. It's quite dark down there at night.
Yeah, and then we have Vamp 69, Summer of Blood. Everyone's raving about this one at the moment. So
what could be a bad thing, because we might all overhype it.
Mm. So as a 60s music fest in a small New York town, where you're jammed to popular bands with fellow concert goers until Dr. Oddfellow unleashes what vampires anyway? Vampires on the audience.
Vicious vampires, yeah.
Yeah, vicious vampires on the audience. They're out for your blood. This looks good from what we've seen up to now. The story sounds all right. But if that's going to be a popular scare zone, the tribute solo is going to be there as well. And it's just going to be a hot mess like last year.
That's going to be the super loud one. So if you want to get your thoughts, that's not the place to be.
Exactly. So I think the next one might be a little bit quieter. So you might have a bit more fun in that zone, but if you want a bit of quietness anyway. We've got Shipyard 32, Horrors Unhinged. Enter a 1940s San Francisco shipping yard full of mysterious crates and cages bearing Dr. Oddfellow's symbol. Beware, his nightmarish oddities have now escaped, spreading fear and chaos in their wake. You know when I read this and I read about the shipyard, I'm just thinking of them houses you keep going on about.
Oh, container houses.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a private joke between me, Joe, and Simon. I am obsessed with container houses right now, and I'd love to build one.
If they build a container house for you, you can buy that one and go and live there.
Well, Universal, how about you build one on property, and I do a show there, and I stay there for a year and live in it. Fly on the wall bullshit.
And then we have the only show that has been announced up to now. Nightmare Fuel Revenge Dream. The show that sparked your darkest dreams has reignited. Let your dreams burn out of control as a pyro aerial performers fire you up for the beat of metal and electricarnia.
No, I don't care. The sheer fact is, I don't know if I'm even going to go and watch it.
It's definitely not going to be my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's already hot in there as it is, and with all that fire and flames, stuff like that.
Bit unusual that they haven't announced the rides and attractions yet. So that could be the one where there is a couple of things that was on a speculation map that are not actually on. They might turn up on that attractions bit, i.e. Death Eaters. and Megan. Yeah. So I'm just waiting for a bit more. There is some dining and shopping. We won't go into doing much of that. We'll give you more.
I don't really care about the shopping bit. I think it's better that we just, when we're at the event, we'll try and share posts of it on X, on Threads. I'm surprised I called it X. I mind you remembering all the other socials.
Yeah. So this is where I think you're going to get the series chucky stuff. Is you can run, but you can't hide. Keep the screams going at Universal Cabana Bay Beach Resort. Post the photos at Chucky's Twisted Playground. A photo illusion experience based on the USA and Sci-Fi's TV series. But there you go, it says it in the blurb. Features five unique scary photo opportunities. Chucky's Twisted Playground is exclusive to the guests of any Universal Orlando Resort. Hotel key card required for entry. So it looks like you're going to have to present your key card to get in. So it'll be upstairs, above
before you go any further, you know where there's a problem with this key card thing? And I'm not sure if I say it on the show because it may make them start asking you to prove who you are. Because who can't give their key card to any friends or family staying at any other type of hotel and just letting them go in with their room key?
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. If it gets abused and it's always got a massive line, yeah, they're going to start looking into it. They're going to know how many people stay on site and they know how many people.
I think they've missed a treat this year with certain other hotels like Dockside. And I know they're going to use the bar there, but they should have used the conference room there. If we had Chucky here, you could have done Stranger Things in one, Last of Us in another. I think it would have been awesome.
Yeah, but they are doing something with the hotels, which we'll get to in a minute. Plus, drink in the terror of one of the following spots featuring Halloween-themed specialty drinks. You've got the Spooky Swizzle Lounge at Cabana Bay Beach Resort. You've got the Spooky Sunset Lounge at Universal's Endless Sun at Dockside Inn & Suites. And you can try speciality-themed cocktails at all eight Universal hotels at select locations.
So maybe you can answer this. I was trying to figure out, is there going to be a couple of special ones that are only at Spooky and Sunset?
Yes, there was last year.
And the other ones won't have them. They'll just have some cocktails.
Yeah, they'll have some. I think last year there was a special. There was a, I think it was a Swizzle something. Some, if you guys remember the name of it, let me know. But I'm sure there was a Swizzle bar specialty drink. And then this is what was alluding to about hotels: Universal Monsters Gallery of Legends. I'll be sure to set aside time to visit the other six Universal Orlando hotels as you get a photo hunt. On a photo hunt to find different Universal Monster photo opportunities waiting for you in the hotel lobbies. So technically they are doing something in every hotel, but it's like a photo. I know it's a bit cheap, but at least they're doing something. That's all I'll say. At least they're doing something on it.
What do I mean though? Photo opportunities? Is it going to be like monsters?
There's going to be a display in each hotel lobby. There's going to be a display of a monster.
Right, that's worth going to. If I thought it was just a picture or something, I'd be like, you know,
no,
a picture of the
it's photo opportunities, not just opportunity. It could be more than one in each lobby.
Now, that would be interesting to see if they do Dockside and Surfside, or if they only just do the one.
Well, but it says set aside time for the other six. So there might be one at the Swizzle Lounge and there might be one at Dockside. Then you've got Surfside, Aventura, Lowe's, Royal Pacific. Yeah, that's the other six. So,
right, fair enough. That'd be quite cool to do.
It sounds like they haven't got something at every hotel.
Cool, cool.
So that sounds like something. That sounds like fun.
Cool, 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 cool.
And we'll just go to. There's one more thing that they announced, Richard, before. Let's see if I can find it.
The food thing.
Yeah.
It's next to the merch.
Is it?
So you go down. To the left, there it is.
It's not. Let me.
Oh, it's not it. That's not it though. But I know what you mean. The terrible food choice thing.
Yeah, I'll just go to home, which might be on the. I think I'll find it here. There it is. It's under the event add-ons. I think it's under. Let's have a quick look. There we go.
The themed. That's a theme from the drinks was going to be at the event. What they haven't really announced yet. What will be coming, I reckon, in the next week or so. Five Sinister Scare Zones and all that stuff. Should we just allude to what it is if we can't find it?
Yeah, well, pages rolled out. Ah, have they taken it off?
Well, have they realized how bad it was?
Possibly. It was here. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's actually working.
Well, so we just allude to people what we're talking about. There was a new eating thing they were talking about. Now, as
Yeah.
Simon says, we can't find it. It might be because we're not looking hard enough. It's basically looks like it
Drop
was
out, yeah.
replacing scare actor dining. And you go in there, you try all the food, what's going to be from the event. You can try the drinks as long as you take your ID to prove you're over under 21, over 21. By the way, I think that's stupid sometimes. If someone's like 80 years old, can you imagine an 80-year-old granny? Can we have your ID, please? I don't have ID on me, sonny. I mean, stupid. But
Yeah.
the price is what was killing me. It was like $169 before tax or something. And
Yeah, it was
I was thinking it's not worth.
$159.99. Kind of annoying because it had all the information on it about what it was, and it seems to have disappeared.
And you had to pay for your refill Coke stuff as well.
No, the no. The all food and drink, well, it was food was included, and there'll be samples.
I've got
Technically, samples are
screenshots.
tasted.
Would you like me to quickly read?
Look.
Halloween Horror Nights Taste of Terror Dining. I actually sent to my brother. Get your first bite of fright with all you care to enjoy preview or select. So it's not all of them. Select Halloween Horror Night foods and drinks before the event starts. Select nights from nights August 10th to 26th. That's August the 10th to 26th. So that's not,
It's
so it's not even a September thing.
no, it's a preview for
Right.
in August,
So,
but
theme park admission, same days required and not included. This is what you enjoy. Enjoy an inclusive before events start. See, this is what doesn't make sense. Enjoy an inclusive before events start. So, it sounds like it is going to be there. All you care to enjoy preview of selected food and beverages items that will be featured at Halloween Horror Nights this year. Tasting size portions, so not full size, what you're thinking, like burgers and that, people. Might be mini ones. All non-alcoholic beverages included. Alcohol beverages included via a hosted bar must be 21 plus with a valid photo ID to drink. Souvenir Halloween Horror Night light up cartoon plant 21 plus only. I'm not sure if that's free. Halloween Horror Night Coca-Cola Freestyle Cup separate fee applies to activate. So it sounds like you get the souvenir cup for free.
yep.
One digital download of a photo taken at the Taste of Terror. So it looks like there will be a photo opportunity there as well.
I found it all, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll just quickly, if people are watching, I'll just quickly share the screen so you can read it yourself if you want. Yeah, so it's available. You like the things in it, you need to have a universal daytime ticket. You must have a daytime ticket on top of this. It's only check-in times are from 6 till 6:30 at the Race to Jimmy Fallon, starring Race to the New York, starring Jimmy Fallon. So it's at the back of the park behind Rip Ride Rocket where it turns around. The event runs approximately between 6:30 and 8:30, and it says the taste entitles one food and beverage into Studio 33. If you know where that is. And like you said, Phil, you get the freestyle cup, a blinky cup, and one photo. And you get unlimited drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, if you're over 21. But for $159.99, it's very expensive.
I know people
But
say, oh, that's 2 hours, but I don't think I'd want to be in there for 2 hours.
I'm going to say this, if you are not going to be able to get to Halloween Horror Nights in September, are you Mr. Dr. Feelgood? Inside joke, Craig.
Oh, God, I
Think,
need to know that afterwards. You need to
yeah,
explain that
I
to
will.
me.
If you're not going to be able to get to the event and you are in Universal Studios around that time, between the 10th and the 26th of August, perfect. You can get your little bit of Halloween Horror Nights merch, a little bit of the food, and a little bit of the atmosphere. There's not going to be just nothing there. I think there's going to be a few theming around it. So if I wasn't going to Halloween Horror Nights, which I'm not, and I was actually in August,
You're
I
not
would
going.
go, no, I would go to this just to get a little bit of Halloween Horror Nights. Plus, it's another way, as a lot of people have alluded to. I'll just take the screen off now because it's probably long enough for you to read it. It's probably a nice way of getting extra money from the influencers, vloggers, and bloggers getting their videos up before everyone else. Unfortunately, you're not going to get it for free this year. You're going to have to pay for it if you want to get the previews of the food. And I think that's why they're doing it as well. Get some extra money out of them, because a lot of these influencers and vloggers and bloggers, they'll be definitely paying for that on the 10th of August.
Oh, definitely. Right, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to be back in a second. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through my hype list as I'm going. And then Simon's just going to give you an idea of his best and worst, what he thinks could happen for the houses and scare zones. Okay. So literally, I say a matter of seconds, but we'll be right back. And we're back just like that.
Beer's gone. Last one.
I'll quickly explain to people. Simon's got a new toy.
Yeah, I bought a blade machine, which gets you fresh beer. But I've just gone through my first battle, and I'll switch it off until next weekend.
Yeah, it's because next weekend is SummerSlam for WWE, and he's got a few friends coming over. Yes, not me, because we're a bit far apart.
Yeah, but we'll have our few drinks in October.
Yes, and I still think you and Julie should do what I said for September, but that won't be said on the show. Okay, so right, so why have we left coming back to recording the podcast? Because obviously last time when Stranger Things happened, we were literally out on the day it happened. There was so much I wanted to take it all in because I've got a hype list.
Yeah, I'm glad you held back on this because, like I say, everyone wanted to get the podcast out straight away with all the announcements. But everyone seems to do that, so we just want to be a little bit different. So
trialed it. I just don't.
We've had 24 hours now. We've had 24 hours to think about it of what your hype list will be. So go away.
First things first. I've got to thank Hollowed Out Horror for this because I nicked their thing and I just used it as mine and shared it to them and upset them with one house, and I'll explain that in a second. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to start from the worst to the best?
Go 10 to 1.
Okay.
Go from worst to last.
Right. Number 10 is, sorry, Joe, Blood Moon Dark Offerings. It just doesn't really interest me about a musician. Joe loves his music. I couldn't give two dams, really, about a musician selling his soul to whoever these people are, the collectors, to make his music career better. Meh to me. That's just my opinion, people. Don't get upset. It could be a banger. And we'll get to the bangers. Right. 9. Well, Simon alluded to it earlier and explains it perfectly. I've put The Exorcist Believer. It's going to be a tough one to do. I think the parts they might have might be very good. But if I can't have a completion of a story, I don't see the point. It's just the way I feel about that. Right, the next one, me and Simon had a chat about it, so we're going to explain it quickly between us. Number 8, I put Dueling Dragons, Choose Thy Fate. Now, I unfortunately got to ride Dueling Dragons, but towards the tail end of it, so a lot of stuff was missing.
Yeah, you do get the dueling effect. And, like, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but my first year of going in 2008, I remember that queue being not interactive, but there was a lot more in it. Then when I went back in 2010, it was stripped back because the dueling part was taken away.
Harry Potter was already there, I think, at that point, wasn't it? Was Harry Potter there?
I went back in 2012, and that's when the part was...
Maybe it's 2012 I went, because Dueling Dragons was still there.
Well, 2012, the Dueling Dragons were still open, but they were building Harry Potter, and you had to go all the way through the building site to get through it, so... I think a lot of the queuing side,
either way, there wasn't much story to it, but as a ride, as a roller coaster, they never should have got rid of it.
Two of the best roller coasters in Orlando at the time. Yeah, but
it was ridiculous. I mean,
been replaced by a good replacement, but not the best.
Yeah, more of a family one. Yeah. Right. This is going to go off my head, but number 7 is The Darkest Deal. What's The Darkest Deal about again? Why did I not like it?
Darkest Deal is... That's the one that Joe was on about. Are you not mistaken that with Blood Moon?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. So Blood Moon Dark Offerings just bores the hell out of me about people trying to kill other people. It sounds like the Chupacabra we were on from last year.
Yeah.
So I've got that wrong. Right now, Joe, you can be a bit happy. I've put you 7. The Dark Steel, it still doesn't really interest me. And people know why, so we don't need to go through that.
So again. Blood Moon, let's clarify, Blood Moon was 10 and Darkest Depth is, or Darkest Deal is 7. Right, yeah. Okay.
I just got the names because Blood Moon sort of sounds like a thing you were doing out there anyway. Who cares? Stupid names. Right. Sorry if you've got any feedback there. I just banged my headphones on the mic. Chucky is a number six, the ultimate kill count. It's Chucky. I know what
Understandable,
I'm going to get.
Mate. Yeah.
Chucky's not really scary. I know he's meant to be, but he's not. It's going to be funny. I think it's going to be the funny house.
I hope they've gone sadistic with him, hopefully, but
Chucky's known for his one-liners. Come on.
Yeah, but it can be a bit risque with some of them. Well,
look, I'm not going to be scared of something I could seriously, even if it ran at me, I could kick 6 miles down the bloody street.
He's coming there where the camera is. He's literally right behind the camera watching me. He was hearing everything you're saying.
Simon bought a Chucky from, what was it called?
Spirit Halloween.
Spirit Halloween last year. Pretty cool, actually, they are in there. I bet if there's a new doll or something, you'd be like, I need it, Phil. Look at how much space you think I have in luggage. Number five, Yeti Campground Kill. So when we get to the, like, six and five, that means I'm going to enjoy them. These are the ones I think I'm really going to enjoy anyway. Yeti Campground Kills. I sort of know what I'm going to get with the Yeti thing. With the original Yeti one, you went through a few buildings in the snow, that, if you remember rightly. And I thought it was brilliant. We're going to get the hand down from the top, I guarantee.
Don't know
it.
How they're going to do it at the campsite, though. Unless you, well, there is a tower. So, but the thing is, the tower's really
but
high.
The campsites in America, they can also be barn buildings as well.
Yeah. Well, they could be tree houses.
There's plenty of things. If we can't think of a UK one when it's just basically
caravans. If anything, that one should be in the freaking ETQ.
Yeah, interesting. Good point. Number four. Dr. Good, was it?
Dr. Goodfella.
Dr. Goodfella. Dr. Oddfella, Twisted Origins. Do you know what? I'm going to enjoy this house a lot. And I think there's going to be something of Jack in there. I don't think there's going to be as much as people think. I think you might have a quick look, like see a hand of Jack's or something, or some of his clothing somewhere. You might even hear Jack laugh at the end.
You're going to see Jack's trunks that he had the kids hidden in, and maybe the Jack in the box that Oddfella puts Jack into when he's killed him. Spoiler alert, if you don't know.
And, number three, it's probably a lot of people's number one, but I've done the first two original houses to this. So even though it's going to be cool, I've done it before, and it's Stranger Things 4.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. By the way, I'm going to contradict myself soon. it's the best Stranger Things series ever. Stranger Things 4 feels to me more like a Freddy Krueger type of series. Yeah. That's
well,
how it comes across
to me. Did it have Freddy Krueger in it?
Yeah, I feel like
everyone actually did think the person who was playing Vecna was.
Well,
Robert
I feel
England
Vecna was kind of based on.
Oh yeah, too right. That's why. Why do you think Freddy Krueger was in the film?
Yeah. Okay, and then number two, The Last of Us. It's a series. The Last of Us. It's just going to be awesome. Yet again, like Stranger Things, we're going to get some absolutely amazing monsters like the clickers and that in here. Sometimes you could just have the clicker sound behind you squirting water in you.
I
love The Last of Us, so to me, that's the big IP kind of one. But the winner for me this year, because they've had, here it comes, Seamus, banger after banger after banger after banger. That's Universal Monsters Unmasked is at number one. They haven't done a bad one yet, so.
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong with it. And because they're not using the OGs, Frankenstein, Dracula and the Wolfman, I just think it's awesome. We're going to get a fresh take to it again, set in France as well. If it's set in Paris, it better smell of piss. Because that's what it smells like in real life.
Well, I was going to allude to this when we were talking about before, but I think the catacombs have been featured at Halloween Horror Nights in Dead Exposure. But you didn't see them because it's too fucking dark.
Fair enough. Right, so I've done all them. I just want to quickly go into the scare zones, and then Simon can do his what he's thinking. So number five, Dr. Oddfella's Collections of Horror. It's a selfie. It's a selfie thing. I'm telling you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what that one's going to be. Jungle of Doom Exhibition Horror. It's number four because it's a bottleneck. It's a nightmare. There, it's going to be tight. There's a lot of building going around that area as well with DreamWorks area. So it's going to be a lot of
Jungle, say Jungle of Doom, then. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's going to be a problem around there as well.
Technically, if there isn't another show, they could expand into the seating area for where the Lagoon show used to be.
I think they probably won't, because a lot of it, apart from the ramp, a lot of people walking down the ramp, it's going to make it hard for disability people.
Well, you never know, they might do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I still don't understand why they couldn't just do some sort of, just put some silly screens up on buoys and just had a show like that. It didn't have to be exactly the same. Number three. So we're getting to things I'm going to restart doing. Dark Zodiac. I think this may be the one what might fly to number one for me when I'm actually in it.
His sleepers goes on for you.
Yeah. And number two, Shipyard 32 Horror Nights. I just love the shipyard stuff and the ship stuff they do, Halloween Horror Nights. They just know how to do that brilliantly. The number one, obviously, it's the most overhyped one in history, Vamp 69 Summer of Blood. And that's why that might be dropping for me, because when I get to it, I may think it's overhyped.
Yeah. Well,
And it could be too crowded as well
if it has the
for
same
different
effect as
reasons.
what thing is the candy one had last year. Yeah, you might have the same effect. So I'm gonna do a bit of a different take, because obviously I'm not going. So I'm gonna
Hang on,
give
you're
you
not going.
no, I'm
You
gonna
haven't
give
said.
you my first, what I think would have been the best original, the worst original, the best IP, and the worst IP. That's what I'm gonna,
Ooh,
because change it
pretty
up a little
cool.
bit.
Yeah, that's nice because.
So when it comes to originals, I think this might get a bit of hate, but I think Dueling Dragons is gonna be the best original, because I think the creative team are gonna work, say, right, look, we love that ride, we love that thing, we're gonna put this and make it the best house that they could possibly do. That could be the sleeper for me. So I'm gonna give that as the best original. The worst,
Ooh, 'cause they're all quite good this year.
I'm gonna have to go with the Blood Moon Dark Offerings as well. It just doesn't float for what it could work with Halloween. It should work with Halloween Horror Nights, but I just think it's going to fall flat a little bit.
Isn't
I
that
don't know
what they did
why.
with the Chupacabra one last year, though?
Yeah, they built it up and built it up, and then it fell flat. So I think that's what's going to happen with that one. When it comes to the IPs, I'm going to go Brain over Heart on this one. I think the worst one, I've already alluded to it, is going to be the Exorcist Believer. Because I'm sorry, but in previous events, preview houses don't work. Prime example, the most recent preview bit we had was with Saw, when the Saw house was there. Did anyone understand what the hell was going in that final room when you walked past it? Nope, because Jigsaw wasn't out. So, anyway. And the best, I think they're going to put a lot of effort into this, because it's been missing for a few years and people expected it a few years. I think it's going to be Stranger Things season four out the IPs. It's not my personal one will be Chucky, but I'm going off what I think the general public will go as their favorite. But that's just little on me, because I'm not going, so I can't give you a full hype list. I could do, but I think that's a bit condescending for people who are actually going to the event, unfortunately. Scare zone wise, I can't really talk about the scare zones, because unless you're actually in them, you can watch them on videos, but yeah, I'll leave it at that for them, for me.
So there you go.
Overall, I think this year is going to be, as Phil alluded to, it's going to be a banger. A banger. It's going to be another banger. Everything's going to be fantastic this year. I think
Yeah.
we talked about this offline, didn't we? This sounds to me like they're going back to this era, 2018, 2019, but more scary, more demonic, more demons.
I get what you mean, because last year we did. I know a lot of people saying things were mid. They were mid because they weren't scary.
And that's one thing. I think this will be the test, I think, for, sorry, the younger generation, but the last five years have not been scary. We had a couple of good houses in 2018, 2019, 2017 as well. But then go back to 25, back to 22, 21. They try to get you with the fear of stuff. And the last few years have just been a bit lackluster. And I think this is a test for the younger generation who have just come in to Halloween Horror Nights, who are new to the event, to test the water, whether it'll come across, the scurvy stuff will come across and they'll actually enjoy it. Because a lot of people go there for fun. They don't go there to be scared. I go there to be scared. And the last few years have just not hit that mark. So hopefully this will be a bit more scurrier and it'll be a nice little run up to next year.
Yeah, right. But I just want to, I know I've been very positive, but I need to quickly clarify something because I had a bit of a disagreement with someone on Twitter this week. Because it was on the Chucky account and she has her own opinion. That's all I'm saying. I've got to be careful with this actually. And that's not a dig at somebody. It's just what I've seen on their profile. I've got to be careful what I say. So that person, I'm going to go from now. I just basically put it on there. It's about the marketing this year has been absolutely rubbish, and Chucky's done more news than the marketing has, was quite embarrassing. And the person said that it's all been great this year. Everything's cookie cutter. They're loving it. Biased views because they used to live in Europe, but now they live in Florida. Me trying to explain that you're looking at it as a fan. I'm a fan as well, but I'm also looking at the business side of it. And I think the marketing business side may be an okay for Florida people and people that's kind of local, but for worldwide audience of the biggest horror event in the world now, it's been absolutely shocking this year. And I think the mega dump of what's it, 6, 7 houses and all the scare zones in one day tells me that is bad planning. They could have spaced some of this out.
It does. I alluded to this you privately when it comes to past events where something's kind of been involved in all the houses, all the scare zones. When they announce it bit by bit over like a 3 month, 4 month period, it does get tedious. So I can kind of forgive them.
Yeah, but I see some of the houses.
Yeah, but I kind of forgive them for the Oddfellas stuff being all together.
Yeah,
I understand that. But the way they're marketed to outside of the US has not been good. Nowhere
near. All scare zones and his house. Two houses straight away they could have announced earlier. Even three, actually, Universal Monsters. You've got the Blood Moon Reckoning thing and that stupid guy's in his soul. None of them say Oddfellas in them, so you could have easily done all three.
They used to do originals or IPs, originals, IP, different bats and bats. But go back to HN Instagram, I think it's called. He's a Horror Nights guy. He used to work at Universal, he's a very good photographer. He did allude to in 2012, we didn't get anything till the end of beginning of August.
But that was
10 years ago.
Excuse me, so. I know what you're saying. That is a different era. Halloween Horror Nights was nowhere near as big then as it is now. Halloween Horror Nights didn't come to worldwide success until the first year of Stranger Things. People can at me, you're fans for years, but it wasn't massive until Stranger Things came along.
Yeah, 25 kind of drew a big crowd in. A very big crowd. Then when they started going to like The Shining, that drew a massive crowd in. Then Stranger Things just sent it to another level.
You've got AEW, WWE, TNA, whatever they're called, Impact these days. Halloween Horror Nights is WrestleMania out of all the horror events them lot do. They are the WrestleMania. They are the daddies. They're the ones everyone wants to be to. They're the ones that people who don't even pretend they don't like it and they like other parks, they want to be at that event. And I just think hopefully next year, I'm not asking for an announcement every 2 weeks, but I feel like towards the end, there should have only been 3 houses left maybe and the scare zones. That would have been fine. But if that's the only bad thing I've got about this year, and I'm only saying it for people who haven't been able to travel, I'm going. So I feel like if people say, oh, just that, no, I'm going. So I can be very unbiased on this and say, well, I'm going. I could have just turned around and go, I don't care. They can leave it to the very last second.
I could have booked months ago for a weekend, but it's a big gamble because the expense that it is for us to get over there is a lot. And it's a lot for people in America as well, with the cost of living crisis and everything as well. Money can be tight for a lot of people, and a lot of money to drop on something that you don't know is going to be there. It's a bit different. Me dropping 25 quid on a ticket to Skurr Kingdom that I know nothing about, that I drive to in 40 minutes. 20 quid's 20 quid, 25 quid. But dropping $179.99 for a Rush for Fear ticket, £500 each for a flight, then you're looking at a hotel on top, then you're talking food and drink and potential merchandise. You're looking at £1,500 to £1,600 just for a weekend. I tried to explain it to Julie when we were thinking about doing it. £1,500, it's the same as what you do at a weekend at Alton Towers. So you put it in that perspective. Yeah, it's worth going to Halloween Horror Nights.
It's not short flights, so it's 9 hours.
No,
it's a
that's
long,
what I mean. So it's a lot of money to put out there, and I can do a lot of events over
and
here.
I can add something else on top of that. You could book any time, anybody can. And what happens if there's a hurricane?
Yeah, you lose out.
Yeah.
Because you lose 3 days minimum. Could be even a week. You could lose your whole holiday.
You could literally be out there for the weekend, and if a hurricane hits that weekend, you ain't going Halloween Horror Nights full stop, and you've just wasted a whole trip, really, what you were going for. So, people, I don't know if this person listens, and if you did, I don't want to think I don't like you. You had your valid points, but I probably didn't articulate as well as I should do. But if you're listening now, I hope you understand a bit more why I'm not happy with the marketing this year.
The marketing has been poor because of this. They were teasing stuff, and then nothing came. If you're going to tease stuff, at least tease a little bit more. Not just tease, and just do the same tease again and again, and then not release anything.
But I do want to say, I think this is the last time we should bring it up now. We have banged on about it all start of it, since about June, and I feel like we've got our point across about it now, so we shouldn't need to say it anymore.
No, like I said... It's a new team, and we completely appreciate that. As far as we know this team is brand new since COVID, so they've got a lot to learn when it comes to pleasing new fans, old fans, and keeping new fans interested as well. Because that's the thing. You get these fans interested, they're going to start forgetting about the event. There's other events in Orlando now. In Orlando area, you've got Howl Scream, you've got Sir Henry's, you've got Howl Scream in Tampa. You've got all these local events. If you want to know about any local events, this is a plug I'm going to do. Get over to Haunt Scene's website. I will put the link in the description. He has a list of all the events that are happening in Florida.
I just wish they'd start some of them in September so I could go.
Yeah, well, that's the only problem. They do start a lot of them now in October and towards the back of October as well.
Okay,
so if you want to do any, get plan early. Like I said, I've got all my sets. All of October for me is booked for events locally for me. And I'm obviously going down to meet Phil and Joe for Tully's at the middle of September as well. October, sorry. So I've got my plan, and I plan these events have been planned for months because we knew about these events and we knew what the short, cheap events were. Halloween Horror Nights is a big event. And it's a lot of money to fork out to get there. So
especially when you look at
that's
price.
What I'm trying to
Rush
get
Fear
to.
Price has gone up. Anyway, what I do want to allude though, Halloween Horror Nights, you've put one hell of an event together. It looks like
this is
marketing rubbish, but event wise,
this potentially could be one of the best events. Not the best.
You can't call it to the best until it's over.
Yeah, exactly. But it potentially could be one of the best in the most recent history. Because obviously I can't speak after 2008. But 2008 was a fantastic year. My first ever year, I'll never forget it.
Just got one quick question for you. If last year was a decent event, would you have booked this year?
That is a very good question.
We're saying,
that is a very good question.
Not
because,
a bad event. It was a mid event last year. Mid.
Yeah. It was probably not. I don't know. Maybe. I would be more towards a booking something earlier if last year's event was better, because 2017 was banging. 18 was even better. 19 just hit that bar. Then, unfortunately, the world went to shit for 2 years. And then they came back with 30, which we knew with 30 was going to be restricted like hell.
Well, we had HHN Light, then 30.
Yeah. So, yeah, they've kind of dampened it. And yeah, I was up for it. I've been 3 years missing. Need to get back to Halloween Horror Nights. Went last year, really up there. And it was like the. And
Yeah,
it.
and that wasn't just us. We had a lot of listeners and people we
It
got to
was
know.
it was
And we
built
asked
up.
them what their opinion was, and they were kind of the same.
But that's also a thing that the marketing team, actually, now I'm thinking outside the box now, that's what the marketing team could see, because they built up the event so much and it was a letdown. This could be the way of trying.
I don't think marketing would have mattered last year.
Yeah, but
It
I'm.
was the return of the world.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but they did do a lot of marketing last year to get people back to the event. And then this year, because of the reaction to
But
last year, I'm not making excuses for marketing or anything. I
I'm
know Joe
letting
Dell
my.
done
Do
it,
you
but.
know why I let him off last year's event though? Because I still think they had that slight little worry of the pandemic coming back. And
Yeah.
now they know that's gone. We get on with life. Everything's back. So it's going to be an amazing event. I'm going to ask Simon. I think we should do a episode on Hallow Scream, maybe both of them as one episode when everything drops.
Yeah, when everything is dropped, we'll give you a Howl Scream.
Tampa and Orlando.
Yeah, because we've got quite a lot to do between now and September, to be fair, because the UK events are getting up and around, and we have actually had a few messages asking about what UK events they are, because people don't know that actually
We've
there's that many
also been
events.
asked to go on a podcast. We need to sort that out actually with them.
Yeah, we'll message them and we'll sort something out. We'll try and cross over somehow.
Yeah, but I hope people you enjoyed this more with me because I haven't been as hyper. I've calmed it down a lot this week. I was very hyper last time. I thought if we recorded this on the night of Halloween Horror Nights, all these mega announcements, I think I would have been giddy and over the top again. So I'm glad that we've stepped back a bit. There will be more news. There's going to be food. There's going to be drinks. I'm going to have a guest on for that. Who knows that stuff better than us? I think there's going to be a couple of different things that Simon's alluded to that we're going to hear about Death Eaters and things like that. But when that's official, we'll talk about that news.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's common knowledge, because there actually are props out there in
Yeah,
Diagon
but
Alley.
let the
So
announcements
until
come
it's
out. This is
official.
officially HHN announcements. This season is not over. Food, drinks,
Yeah,
a
technically,
few
technically.
hordes maybe, and
But
things
we'll
like
see.
that.
We'll get to that when if it comes to it.
That won't be as big as this one. But yeah,
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm about 7 weeks away now until I go.
Seven. Let me have a think. No, we're at the end of July now, mate. You're only
Is it maybe? Is it that long?
five
Let's have a
weeks
look.
today.
Let's have a look calendar. So we're a Saturday, 5th, 1 week, two.
Six weeks.
It's about 6 weeks, yeah. So
Yeah,
6 weeks. Well, I was
six weeks
close.
away.
6 weeks until I'm now meeting a few friends out there. I'm gonna meet some YouTubers. Yeah, again, guys, I'm gonna be putting this on the HHE podcast YouTube channel and stuff. Also, if you want to follow my adventures, well, I'm gonna be doing loads of different types of vlogs, epic field vlogs. Now, Simon, how can people follow us on the socials?
It is at HHE Pod on Facebook
X.
page, X, Y,
Stupid numbers.
Instagram, Twitter. I just said X and I just looked at Twitter. See,
Yeah.
it's going to take a while. And Threads, and TikTok. It's all
And
the same. And the links will all be in the description.
Musky baby, if you want to give us a blue tick or a yellow tick so we can be X-rated, please.
Oh, I'm not paying for a blue tick. No way.
Boom. So I
Yeah,
feel sorry for
and
you, mate. I just want to say I am really gutted for you and
well,
Joe,
it is what
including
it
Mr.
is.
Lucas. If you're listening, Craig, mate, you may think I'm one. I am actually gutted for all of you who ain't going, who really want to go. I don't think anyone expected around February time we were going to hit such a great event this year.
Yeah, no, well, you can't put it. Like I say, we don't know what's going to be coming for this year until it's announced. And nobody knows till what's happening next year, except for the HHM
Well,
team, because they are now working on next year's
can
events.
I do a quick prediction for next year? I think it's one. Is it Twisted Metal, that show I was telling you about, the computer game?
Oh, the TV show,
Yeah, I think it's
based on the
Twisted
game,
Metal.
yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that's going to be a scare zone next year. It's a Universal Sony. It's a computer game thing, and it works as a scare zone. I don't think it works as a house personally, and I've got a feeling Krampus is going to be a house next year. I think they've held it back. There was too much
Yeah.
stuff about Krampus.
Can I make a bold prediction?
Go on, that's what we're here for, to beat everyone at it this time.
Because of the way things are in the film industry, I'm going to say it's going to be more all original heavy than IP. I'm
going to
say
there's
going to be
more original heavy, and it's going to be more
I reckon it's
80s,
going to be
90s movies.
Six or seven original houses next year, or
it's
three
going
or four
to be...
IPs.
I also think next year may be the last Universal Monsters house.
Well, I think it should be, seen as Epic opens the year
yeah.
after.
So anyway, guys, an all good podcast house, give us a review. It helps the podcast grow on YouTube. Give us a like and press that bell notification and follow us on YouTube. Thanks for listening today. I'm Phil, so be epic. And Simon?
Stay.
Just keep it, Simon.
Stay happy.
Oh, that's rubbish. Stay spooky. And on that bombshell, good night.
The one-way exit is approaching. Please watch your step.